I'm sorry, Marcus, she began, her voice quiet and reluctant. But I don't think that's a great idea.
And there it was, the kick to his chest he'd expected. Okay.
He didn't say more.
Couldn't. Not through the ache beneath his ribs.
It's just, she hesitated. It wouldn't work. Not under the circumstances.
Even though he hadn't asked for more of an explanation, it seemed like she was giving him one anyway. He just hoped she was kind enough to cushion the blow, rather than saying it outright, you're too shallow and stupid for me.
I write Gods of the Gates fanfic, she said, her cheeks suddenly rosy. Including some stories that are kind of explicit.
Now he was the one startled into stillness and silence. She wrote fanfiction? Sexy fanfiction? And given both her Twitter handle and the photo she'd posted, her OTP must be,
I write almost exclusively about Lavinia and Aeneas. So you can see how it would be a little weird to date you after devoting hundreds of thousands of words to you.
She paused.
Well, not you, really, but an Aeneas who looks like you.
Anyway, after devoting hundreds of thousands of words to a you-looking Aeneas falling in love and,
being intimate with Lavinia, she finished.
Hundreds of thousands of words about Aeneas and Lavinia, which meant she wasn't a short-timer or a newbie. No, she'd been posting for a while. And he'd be willing to bet her fics were as intelligent and incisive as she was, which meant she wouldn't go unnoticed on AO3 by the Lavinius community. She might even... No. He'd know if she were on the Lavinius server. Still, he had to ask, just to be certain. I've read fanfic on occasion, he said slowly. Out of curiosity. What name do you post your stories under?
Her teeth had sunk into her lower lip again, and her flush had washed away her freckles. On the tablecloth, her fingers were clasped together tightly. Then, with clear reluctance, she finally answered his question.
I'm Unapologetic Lavinia Stan, she said.
Don't tell anyone, and don't read my fics.